So he's saying that all the brachas Shemona Esrei actually have some kind of secrets. V'niskenu, and they were established, l'sakim b'hem olamos alyonim, the higher worlds, u'sfiros hakodesh. What are sfiros? Whatever. Kabbalah stuff. Well, chol kavanos haksuvim b'hem v'sidra ben Arizal. Oh, you want to see the kavanos of tefillah? You get the sidra of the Arizal. Rabbeinu Harashashzal. Hema. Oh, he's saying kol kavanos haksuvim b'hem v'sidra Rabbeinu Arizal. Rabbeinu Harashashzal. Hema lo iya echa mimea minat tzofam v'tomam medvarim eila. It's not even 1% of all the secrets there. Kirabenu zal gila tefach v'chisa mea tfachim. That's probably supposed to say Rabbi Seinu zal. Maybe it means Rabbeinu the Arizal, meaning the Arizal didn't reveal all of the. So I'm not sure, but right, he's borrowing the lashon of the Gemara. It says megal tefach nas tefchein. So he says he covered one tefach and hid 100 tefachim. You ever saw there's a siddur here with kavanos with English? I always find it funny.
They have somewhere a siddur with kavanos and it's in English. Yeah, it's maybe somebody put it away. Maybe they're organized it.
It's funny. It reminds me sometimes when you look in the art scroll. And the art scroll is like translating the words and then it has a footnote and says like, see, Rabbeinu Chaim al Rambam and Avni Nezer and everything. Thinking, if I could look up that, if I understand Avni Nezer, why do I need art scroll for the Gemara? No, so the answer is that it's used for cheating, so to speak, you know, when you need Maram Pemis. But it was very fun. I saw somewhere, someone put a siddur together with, okay, not sure. So anyway, there's a lot of secrets. We looked into this once because another Kabbalah Sefer that's disguised as a yeshivish Sefer, the Nefesh HaChayim, he also says this, that when Chazal put together the tefillah, because it says it was done by Nevi'im. Gemara says in Megillah, I think, in one other place, in Brachos, that it was put in by Nevi'im. So clearly there's more going on than just the simple reading. Yan shedvarim elu niskenu b'nevuah v'ruach ha-kodesh. Oh, here it is. Shalai tiknu an shiknesek del picha chmasam. Ela ruach Hashem diber bom u'milasa al-rishon. He's borrowing a pasuk. This was clearly a something close to prophecy. Shehu yisbarach sam b'fiyam dvarim eil nasaknam. Kadosh Baruch Hu put this. He sounds like he's saying it's basically a nevuah. Kasher yasim davar b'fi ha-navi. Just like Hashem will put words in the mouth of a navi. Shebot safun kama v'chama nastarim. There are many layers hidden in the prophecy that aren't necessarily the intention of the prophet. Kimishbat hamakroz shel Tanach. Just like the psukim of Tanach, shenitnu lehidarish b'shivim panim, you could say 70 different pshatim on what Paro meant when he said lechun agvarim. Paro didn't know all 70 pshatim, but it doesn't matter. Okay, lechein. So that means like this. So it comes out when I'm reading from a siddur. Really, what I'm reading has many, many levels of depth that I don't know. Lechein halavai would know the translation of the words. So we have the Eitzah from the Kabbalah, which is Sheha Adam Yiya Mi Sheya, a person, whoever he is, Tzarech Lechavin B'Tfila, he should have Kavana when he says the words of the Tfila. L'das HaMakom Baruch Hu. I mean, I'm just going to recite the words. You know what this is? This is really a replay of the famous Hasidic story of the guy who didn't know how to read. So he just said the Aleph Beis. So he said, I'm just going to say the Aleph Beis, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it into a tefillah. So Litvak says, he wasn't Yotze, Brachis Ma'akviz Wazu, nothing. But the Hasidim say that this is the best tefillah there ever was. So he's saying, interestingly, that really, our level of understanding compared to the real Kabbalah that's going on in the Siddur, we're really just saying the Aleph Beis. We're just scratching the surface. So what you do is, I say, I'm just reading the words, and the intention is whatever it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he put these words into the inspiration of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Shesam dvarim eila b'das Anshei Knesset HaGdolah saknam liyastam. Ubezen nechshav ki'ilu kivein, and then it's considered as if he had all the kavanas, all the intentions, kol kavanas hamispal, kol kavanas, So now he's saying this is the words of the Gemara. Hamaspalel sarich sheyis yichavin eslibo l'shamayim. What does he mean? Ah, l'chavin eslibo l'shamayim. Literally, the simple meaning is it means you should point your heart toward the heaven. You're davening to God. No, it means like this. Yichavin eslibo, the kavanah you should have is l'shamayim, to whatever Hashem had in mind. Kolomer yichavin shehu moitzi divrei hatfilo mipiv l'das ha'makom baruch hu. Asher samba das anshik nesek daylo liyasi dvar melu. Ki hu levada yedei amitos perte hakavanah satzfunim dvar melu. Yeah. In a certain sense, I sometimes feel like even the Perush Milos, which we all know that it's very common that when a person davens, even the simple meaning of the words doesn't really cross our overtly conscious mind. So maybe that also could happen like by autopilot.
Which reminds me also when I was in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sidurim there, they have a nusach for separating a Truma Meiser, what you're supposed to say. So the Mashgiach said, what if you're in a place where you don't have a Siddur?
Yeah.
So he says, you should have in mind that I'm separating Truma as is written in right. Siddur Tefilas Kol
Peh. One of the websites, maybe the OU website or one of the, sorry, they have instructions to separate Meister, it says that. It says, this is how much you should, this is how much it's going to cost you, this is how much you take off. It should say all Trumas and Meisters are hereby separated in accordance with, yeah, a certain Siddur. So it's just saying, whatever it says over there. Yeah. That's fascinating. Okay, so that's... That's his first pshat of the Ben Ishchayin. I'm spalal sara shiya chavin eslibel ha-shamay. Okay. Va'oidner libsiyat adishmaya, another pshat. Imram yechavin eslibel ha-shamayim. What does it mean? That you should direct your heart to heaven. Ki amru rabbeseinu zal, chazal say shamayim means esh umayim. Shamayim is water and fire. Terafan ha-kadosh baruch hu zeh bazeh, v'asim yam shamayim. Kadosh baruch hu, like, beat them together like beating an egg. And that's what Shemayim is made of. The afal pishem shnei hefchiim, even though water and fire are antagonists, asu shalom v'nishtavu lamed biyachad. Somehow Hashem caused them to make peace with each other. K'mo shenemar, oh, fascinating. Pasuk says, oysa shalom b'mraimav. I thought this was a pasuk in Shemayim Esther. It's a pasuk in Iyov, apparently. Oysa shalom b'mraimav. He makes peace in the heavens. The ha'adam, a person, sarich lasos libay dugmasizu. So, l'chavin es libay l'shamayim means he has to try to direct his heart to be like Shamayim. Why? Ki b'leiv, in a person's heart. The heart means the person's mind. Or the person's... what exactly leiv means, not so pasha? I heard Rav Victor Miller say, leiv means mind. So, he's for sure right that it doesn't mean the cardiac muscle. But the lev presumably means the emotional component of the intellect. Anyway, so yesh yitzer tov yitzer hara. Shem hefkiim v'negdim. You have these two enemies, yitzer tov yitzer hara. Va'adam tzar sheyashva osam zem zeh. He has to sort of get them to both make peace with each other. Sheyasa yitzer hara kmo yitzer hatov. You should make the yitzer hara be like the yitzer tov. I'm not sure how this works exactly. How do you subdue this guy, yitzer hara? I don't know. V'yamdu b'shalom yachtov etzlo. They should be at peace with him. Mashakasov Eitzel Avram Avinu. Ah, Levavo Neman. Right? I think Rashi in Chumash in Shema says that sometimes the word lev has two bases when it's referring to the two Yitzarim. Right? So Levavo Neman means Liba Lenemar Levavo. Why? Sha'asa se Yitzara ki Yitzatov. That's the two bases. The Chain Amr Rabbeseinu ve'ahav tas Hashem Elokecha. B'chal levavcha. What's the? Why doesn't it say b'chal libcha? Why b'chal levavcha? It sounds like some kind of almost like a plural. B'shnei yitzarecha, with your two inclinations. Zehu yichavin libo l'shamayim. You should direct your heart to heaven. So in Olamar dugmas ha'shamayim. You should direct your heart to be like shamayim. Shem eshumayim, which are fire and water. V'omdim b'shalom yachtav, which are at peace. Okay, that's the second pshat. Third pshat. Inami nirim libisiyata deshmaya hakavana he belave. I think this already sounds like Kabbalah coming up. All right, Papi. So, let's see. Kavana, concentration takes place in the heart. Again, it means the mind. Behu besod habina shenikreis mi. The secret of bina, which is called me. Okay, if anybody could explain this to me, I have no idea what he's talking about.
think if I ever heard of that. I don't think so.
Yeah. V'mtechaber oisis lev v'moisis shamayim. If you take the letters of the word lev with the letters of the word shamayim, yem izat seiruf shalem b'mi. Whole in me, which he's saying is bina. Uze amar simen ladavar, Pasuk says, Tehillim tachin libam takshiv aznecha. Which literally means what? You fix their heart. Takshiv aznecha, your ears will give heed. Ki aizen hu said habina, shenikris aizen, right? Everybody knows that. It's basic Kabbalah. That the ear, bina, the Kabbalah, the different evarim. Okay, whatever. It's over my head. I don't understand this. But halevu gam kin said bina, obviously. In simple pshat, we know that Rashi says in Chumash many times that sometimes when it says to listen, it means to understand.
Right.
Like that we see in a few places. Kamo shekosov bepsicha bina liba. Okay, whatever. Zeu tachin liba mekavana shibesaid bina. Meaning when the person's heart is directed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ears, so to speak, whatever that means. This part of the Gemara, I think it's part of the Gemara, right? Why does it say it's a simen? Not tachin the person. Tachin liba means Hashem fixes their heart. Here we're saying you have to direct your heart. Kimikan mashma, from here it implies shehalev yesh bo tzarech letfila. Imkin shema mina shadam tzarech sheyechavin liba v'lo sagi b'dei repeh b'lvad. You see that tefila involves the heart and not just the mouth. V'im tikra hakasuv lemafreya. If you read the pasuk backward, gam kin timsa shet kabbalas tefila tilvuya b'lev. You also find that the acceptance of prayer depends on a person's heart. Why? Because if you read it backwards, what do you get? Kilma freya nikra, aznecha takshiv libam. Your heart listens to their, no, your ears listens to their heart. This idea of reading psukim backwards is funny. You know where else do we have reading psukim backwards? Right. That pasuk by Kiddush HaChodesh. Right, so it sort of makes sense when you read it backwards. Am I right? It's one of those psukim where, yeah. That one, every combination means something, right? Yeah, but right. So this pasuk, I observed this recently, not so recently, whatever. During this Gilgal, yeah. So the pasuk, it's not the whole pasuk. It sort of makes sense. But we also have, I wonder if it's printed here, some svarim have a tefillah before you start to learn. You ever saw that? It says you should say Pesukim Yashar V'Hafach in this Gemara.
I didn't see.
No?
I've seen the tefillah, but not the
in
same
this Gemara. It's not printed.
Let me see, it's printed in other Gemara. That's in one of the tefillahs. There's a couple of versions.
Yeah. It says to say backwards and forwards. Which pasuk? One of the Gemaras. Which Gemara has it? Let me just check one more. It's probably just the same thing. It's like the Muhammad. This one bothered me a lot. Where they put it, there's so many hakdamas.
Oh,
here it is. Yeah. So here it says like this. Right? Now, what happens if you read that one backwards? It's terrible. You read it backwards. Interesting. This one doesn't say to say it backward and forward. I have to look up in the Sefer Mamre Yavok. In some of the Gemaras, it says to say it backwards and forwards. Yeah, I hope you. Okay, I hope you don't actually say it backwards and forwards. All right, let's see one more piece. I think so. Depending on when the minyan will show up. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kachayim and Hagosh Rabbi Akiva. So this is talking about how Rabbi Akiva would be so intent in his tefillah that he would start davening in one side of the room and he'd find the other side, right? Okay, so it says, Kachayim and Hagosh Rabbi Akiva. Makshim. Ma Shaychus Yesh Lebraisa, the Minhagosh Rabbi Akiva, and Braisa Diachavin Libel Shemayim. How is this connected with the idea of having Kavana? Now, if you'd ask me, I would say, of course, it means because he would have so much kavana that he would somehow not realize that he's moving around. But I think Rashi says because he would bow many times, like in the middle of the brachas or something. Okay, let's see. Benil b'siyata d'shmaya, ki hashas ba l'amdeinu b'zeh, ma'ashamru, yichavim libo l'shamayim. Hayinu ritzayinu loymar, shal yavar b'libo shumach shava acheres b'shitav zeh. Person shouldn't have any other thought in his mind except for this one. Elaraki alibo mechavein l'shamayim bolvad. V'loik ha'isam, just not like those people, shemechavein libam l'shamayim leida mehem medabrim. This is really interesting. They have minimum kavana. What's the minimum kavana? To know the words. V'lofnei mihem espalim. And to whom they're praying. They're thinking about other things. Yeah, this is very interesting. The ability of people to multitask is interesting. I remember when computers, they first said, oh, these computers could really multitask. They're running more than one thing at the same time. They're not just switching. They really still are just switching. They're just switching faster. I think no computer can really multitask. I don't know. But anyway, so if you want to follow, yeah. So he's saying that, right, I agree with you, halavai. He's saying there's a lower level of kavana, which is that the person saying Shemona Esrei, he's having kavana on the words, he's having kavana that he's davening to Hashem, and he's still planning out his shopping list for Shabbos. People could do that. Mm-hmm. It's astounding what a person could do while he's davening, no? You could. I have to say over, I think I've said it 100 times, the Paritz story. You know that one?
Yeah, no.
You know that one? I'll just say the Paritz story.
Which Paritz story?
There's a Chassidus Maisa about a guy, not the monkey one, a guy who was a Yid who was the accountant for the Paritz. And
actually, I think I do know this one.
You know this one, yeah. So he's davening Shemana Esrei, and as he's going Shemana Esrei, he's redoing the Paritz's taxes or whatever it was in his mind. And he realizes that he made an error in his figures. And it's by the parts, you can't just file an amended return. You make a mistake, off with his head, you go to the dungeon, who knows? And he was very scared. So he ran to his Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I am in big trouble. He didn't tell him when this happened, but he said, you know, I realized that I made a mistake, I was doing the figures for the parts, and he's going to kill me. The Rebbe said, don't worry. Relax, he's just never going to discover the mistake. He'll get away with it, it's going to be fine. So he was so relieved. Gevaldik. He said, if I may ask, how does the Rebbe know that the Paritz isn't going to discover the mistake? So the Rebbe gave him a wink. He said, the Paritz davent nicht. Paritz doesn't daven, so he's never going to discover it. We have minyan.
When you come up with your best ideas.
100%, right? In business, it's sad but true. People come up with very good ideas during Shemoneh Esrei.
That's what we're davening for anyway.
There's a lot of stories with the Gra about it. He's thinking of learning during davening. The Rav, no, he's not here.